other people actually know us better than we know ourselves. What?
Yeah, absolutely. Because they see you all day long. They're watching you. The research has suggested that when you rate how you do on something and others rate you, there's only about a 40% correlation, which is really not that good. The lenses we look through at the world and we look through at ourselves are not always as clear as might maybe others see us.
So if we've got all these filters around how we see ourselves, how do we figure out where things have gone well, where we need to work, when something hasn't gone as well as we've hoped? How do we figure out what went wrong?
Part of what the research in this field has said is that we tend to label things when we don't do well, we label it as innate ability. Or when we do well, we label it as innate ability. So we either say, oh, you know what, I was naturally good at that, which is why I did well. Or I didn't do well at that because I'm naturally bad. And the research says, actually, it's usually not innate ability. It's usually there's some things, behaviors, motivators, things we didn't actually do that we could have. And so the first step is to be able to say, you know, there is something, there's some room for improvement here. Now, the second step is where it gets really tricky. We've got to go try and get feedback from other people.
How do you find somebody that you trust to get the kind of feedback that you need?
You can create your own version of a 360 feedback tool. Okay, so what a 360 feedback tool is, you're trying to get feedback from people that see you in lots of different ways. It could be your boss, it could be your coworkers, right? So we're looking up, we're looking across, we're looking down, direct reports. Maybe you got folks that report to you. It could be customers, you look out. So you can really kind of get this world view of how people see you. And then you set up questions. That's one way to do it. Another way to do it is it's all about the questions you ask. I'm looking to improve. Can you give me an example of someone who does it really, really well? Tell me a story about someone else you saw do it really, really well, or point me in a direction of someone who does it really, really well. And if you can tell me why they do it so well, that would help me. So I'll tell you, years ago, when I just first started teaching in executive education programs, they ranked all the instructors based on the evaluations from the students. I fell in the fifth slot. I was bottom. And so the first thing I did was I set up meetings. And I said, I know I need to improve. Tell me, what do you do? And I found those people that were the number ones. What makes you effective? And the next time I did it, I moved into the second place. And the time after that, I moved into the first place. It was not so much about innate ability as it was. I was just doing some things wrong, just flat out wrong for that audience. And it gave me a way to change it because I could get examples of people who are doing it well. So you've got to get people telling stories. Stories are great ways to gather that data. And it takes the relationship out of it so they don't worry about cushioning things. And it puts words around it without them trying to think about you in particular.